Your organic search is over. Here's Naturally Savvy with health experts Andrea Donsky and Lisa Davis.
All I can say is bring on the spring. It has been a brutal winter, and I am so happy. Although the other day, my eyes started itching, and I noticed on the bottom of my dog's paws, there was some pollen that he had brought to the house. So I thought, well, what can I do to treat this naturally? So we're so lucky to have Dr. Cizelle Hayden on the show. We're going to be talking about five natural ways to treat the most common allergy symptoms. Dr. Hayden, welcome to the show.
Thanks so much. I'm glad to be here.
It's great. Well, why don't we jump right in? Talk to us about these five natural ways and these common symptoms. I'm guessing pollen allergies is one of them?
So there's various ways of thinking of allergies, and there's some patients who have year-round allergens. In fact, the most common allergen is house dust mite, which is there all the time. And It's sort of odd for me to explain this to patients, but it's not the dust that you're allergic to, but it's a little mite that lives in the dust that's microscopic. And it's not even the mite itself, but it's the pee and the poop, and it's those products of it, those proteins that one becomes allergic to. But the more common allergens that people pinpoint are the seasonal allergens. And right now, you're experiencing exactly that. Spring allergens are from trees, and you're seeing the trees blooming everywhere. Our summer allergens are grasses, and then our fall allergens are considered ragweeds and weeds of that sort. So those are what we see seasonally, but there's also this underpinning of perennial allergens, things that are there all the time, animal dander, as we said, house dust mite, mold, those sorts of things are constantly there. So unfortunately for many patients, they're sensitized to both. And if you've got a chronic allergen perennially around and then you drop some tree pollen on it or some grass pollen, that just makes your symptoms that much worse.
You know, it's interesting that you say about the house dust mite. How would someone know if they're allergic to it? It's a blood test that you take that in order to tell what allergies you have?
Either blood testing or skin testing. They're similarly accurate, the skin testing being thought of as a bit more accurate than the blood testing. But when people see an allergist, they'll often do skin testing unless there are contraindications to skin testing them. Patients who are on certain kinds of medications or who have very severe reactions on their skin will not be skin tested, and they will be blood tested. And then your doctor, your general GP, can also just send blood tests on you as well. There's some known panels that we do commonly. And of course, this varies depending on the part of the country that you're in. You know, we're in the Northeast, so we do a Northeast panel. People in California get a different panel, et cetera.
Now, people who suffer from allergies, I mean, does it show up in different ways? Like, I'll give you an example. For myself, I don't know if I have any environmental allergies. I know I have food allergies, but I don't know if I have environmental allergies, and I was never tested. But I know since I moved to a new city, I was having a hard time breathing. My nose was always stuffy, and my sinuses were always clogged. And I recently started using two new products that were for allergies, funny enough. And one of them is a homeopathic. It's part of the Pleo range. I don't even know what it is or what the brand is. And it has penicillinum in it. I'm guessing it's something to do with penicillin. And I'll tell you, the combination of both of these products, I could breathe and my sinuses aren't hurting me. So I'm guessing I have allergies. But what is it? Is it inflammation? Like, what is causing it, I guess, is the question. I didn't even know. I learned something new.
When you have allergies, your body recognizes these things that are in the air or in foods as an enemy, and it essentially mounts a response to try to prevent it from coming in. It's erroneously recognizing it as an enemy, and the reasons for that is a whole, you got to have me on the show to talk about that independently, because that's a whole discussion itself, because we are seeing that the frequency of allergies are increasing, and there are many theories as to why that is, some of which are really quite interesting. But essentially, your body recognizes it as foreign, and it tries to keep it out in various ways. One, it stops it right where in its tracks. It makes lots of secretions in your nose. It makes the nose swell because your blood supply is bringing all of these soldiers, essentially, to try to get this stuff out. And then it sets up another set of responses, not on, just on a cellular level, but on what we call a humoral level, which are various factors in your blood which also help to contain the allergen. So it's fighting it just as it would in a bacteria if it thought or a virus. It's doing the same thing to the allergen itself. And yes, that sometimes for patients is the first indication that they have an allergy, is that they get those symptoms. Many patients are not tested originally, or, for example, you may know that a mother or father or grandfather or brother had allergies. It increases your incidence of having allergies and risk for allergy. But usually patients don't know until they get those first sets of symptoms. And in fact, you know, as physicians, do we test or do we not test? If you tell me very clearly you only have symptoms in the spring, then perhaps I will only treat you and not test you, assuming that it's a tree pollen, some one of the many trees, you know, elm, oak, maple, whatever it is that's blooming in the area, and that that's what you're allergic to.
Well, speaking of treating, let's jump into some of these ways to treat these allergies. Andrea mentioned some homeopathics. What are some others? And what do you think about homeopathics?
I am very fond of homeopathic treatments. They work quite well. There's a product called Clear Life that I use a lot. It comes in nasal spray, it comes in tablets, and it comes in an eye drop. The reason why I like homeopathics is because, one, they work, they're quite effective. Two, they're completely without side effects, and they can be used concomitantly with other medications, including other allergy medications, should you need to take those or should you be on those. For example, many patients who have allergies will also have asthma. So you may be on a chronic asthma med, and then when your allergy symptoms come up, you may want something that you can use alongside your asthma treatment and not have to stop it. I'm very fond of them, and there's a variety of them that I use in patients. There are also many things, such as just basic environmental control. If you know you're allergic to something, then don't go outside during that time. Make sure when you come, if you do have to go outside, when you come in, take off your clothes, stick them in the washing machine. Don't just walk around the apartment and let the pollen get everywhere. So good environmental controls. Dust, for example, is a big one. All of those bed covers and pillow covers and hypoallergenic things that they use or they sell in stores are quite effective. In addition, you have to take up your carpets, take up your drapes. Patients always say to me, well, I clean a lot. I don't have dust bunnies running around. Well, that may be so, but on the other hand, it's in your carpet, it's in your sofa, it's in the bed. And so using protective covers to prevent the allergen from getting across is very important. So certainly environmental controls are big. Lots of patients enjoy nasal. Sorry, go ahead. Didn't mean to.
No, I was going to say, I think that's a great point, and I like that you're saying the protective covers. Now, some of them I know, we only have about a minute left, but I know some of these protective covers have some type of antibacterial coating on them. You wouldn't recommend that, right? You would recommend just plain up sheets that protective, you know, that have those protective
covers. Yeah, the only certain size particles can cause allergies because those are the ones that can penetrate into your body in a certain way. And so what the covers do is they are barriers from allowing the allergen to get in. And so, yes, you don't need an anti... In fact, I would not recommend an antibacterial. I'm not sure why exactly one would use that.
Right, no, it's good to know. Well, we're unfortunately out of time today, but I just want to mention, I was looking up the product that I'm using because it's so good, and I have no affiliation with the company, but it's really effective. It's Robert Keller, and it's Natural Allergy Relief, and it's working. And the other one was the homeopathic called Pleo. So, and then what you mentioned as well. Anything
very
that works,
nice.
I think, is the key to helping us, you know, be able to breathe better and not have these allergies. But we would definitely love you on the show again, Dr. Haddon. Very informative. And I think, you know, there's a lot of allergies going around now. So people could really benefit from this information. So thank you for being on the show today.
It's my pleasure. Thank you as well.
I'm Andrea Donsky, along with Lisa Davis. This is Naturally Savvy Radio on Radio MD. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at Your Radio MD and at Naturally Savvy. Thanks for listening, everyone, and stay well.